Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1:30 on Grant and Danny, the latest from Redskins training camp. We'll get you an injury report. We'll discuss what's going on the field. We'll go around the NFL as well. Chris Russell reporting from Richmond at 1:45. But the other of the big stories today, it is the big one, trade deadline day in Major League Baseball. What will the Nationals do? This team's last GM before Mike Rizzo was Jim Bowden, who did a nice job turning the program around, and he joins us now on Grant and Danny. You can hear him nationally on MLB Network Radio talking baseball. JB, so far the Nats have already upgraded their pen with Sean Doolittle, Ryan Madsen. They've upgraded their bench with Howie Kendrick, who's made an immediate impact as a bat. What do you think they need to do before today's 4 o'clock deadline to make themselves a better World Series contender?
Well, you never get enough pitching, and that's why Mike Rizzo has been on the phone in the last hour with Thad Levine, the general manager of the Minnesota Twins, and he is in discussions about possibly bringing Brandon Kinsler to Washington. Now, he's got a lot of competition. Both the Rockies and Tampa Bay are in on this thing as well. But that is the pitcher that appears to be the next one to go from Minnesota. They're getting a lot of calls, and it makes sense. Look, as much as I like the Madsen and Doolittle acquisitions, Kinsler's been really good in that back end for Minnesota, converting their save opportunities. And to add another arm to the back of that bullpen in Washington does make sense to me. I don't think it's a necessity, but I certainly think it would improve their back end. I know they've also talked about a starter, but none of the high-end starters, from what I can understand. I'm not sure anything's going to be done there. But I think if they do anything, there's a shot they may get Kinsler.
Jim, I like Kinsler. He's had a heck of a year, a heck of a couple years, really. He's thrown the ball well, but the low strikeout rate kind of scares me. I guess it's sort of what you're left with now at this point, right? I don't think any Aroldis Chapman or Andrew Miller's are moving. You got to deal with a couple of these wrinkles, it seems like, from what's left in the marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, there's different kind of closers. I think we all prefer the closers that can come in and punch out the side. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you have a one-run lead in the ninth, the most important thing is to leave the game with that one-run lead after you close the games. So I had a couple of closers in my career, Jeff Brantley, Jeff Shaw, Danny Graves, all three won Rolaids Relief Awards, and none of those guys were really strikeout guys, especially Graves, who was a sinker baller. So, you know, there's more than one way to skin the cat, but you're right. In an ideal world, you know, we want the Kenley Jansen that can come in and punch out the side and walk off the field. But I think at this point for Washington to continue to add depth in the back end of the bullpen, you know, I think when we look at what would the weakness be on this team in October, I think that the starting rotation is going to be really strong as long as Strasburg's healthy with Scherzer, Strasburg, Gio. Plus, I think this team can score runs. They can play defense. They have depth. They have speed. They have power. I think the only big question you have is how are they going to match up in innings 7, 8, 9 in October games? We saw the Cubs go get Justin Wilson, which is going to help their back end now with Edwards getting to Davis. We know the Dodgers are strong with Baez getting to Jansen, and they're still in talks with possibly bringing in a Zach Britton from Baltimore, Brad Hand from San Diego. We'll see how that plays out. But it would make sense for Washington to spend time, continue to spend time on the back end of the pen, even though they may have enough anyway.
Former Nats GM and an MLB Executive of the Year, Jim Bowden, here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Let's talk rotation, which you mentioned for a moment. Scherzer's lights out. He may win the Cy Young Award for the second time in two seasons. Gonzalez has a top five ERA in the sport, but maybe a regression coming. We'll see. Tanner Roark has had a down season. Edwin Jackson's getting starts all of a sudden. Eric Fetty made his debut yesterday. No Steven Strasburg right now. Is this rotation good enough as it's currently constructed, do you think? Let's say Stras comes back to make a World Series run, or might that back of the rotation reinforcement be a necessity?
I don't think it's a necessity. You know, you get to October, the fifth starter doesn't matter. So the Edwin Jackson, Fetty, you don't even have to have the conversation. You do need Tanner Roark to figure it out and get back to the form we're used to him having. you mentioned his down year. You got to fix him. That's going to be very important, I think, because he may have to pitch a game four. If he doesn't turn it around, Scherzer, Strasburg, and Gio Gonzalez are good enough to run the table, even if they had to go to a three-man rotation to get that done in October baseball. So I guess my answer to you would be yes, so that is enough. Now, granted, the problem with being in the National League is the Dodgers are going to have three guys that are going to be able to run the table as well, and Kershaw, Wood, and Hill. And the Cubs certainly are, with Lester and Arrieta and Quintana and Hendricks, they have enough to run the table. So you're being matched up against teams that have the same type of high-quality starters. But in terms of Washington, yeah, they have enough. And I think we all would like to add another one, but it's not going to happen. You know, D.C.'s not going to be able to go out. They're not playing on Darvish. They're not playing on Gray, which tells you that if they do anything, it'll be something smaller like a Kinsler.
Longtime Major League Baseball Jim Bowden joins us here. Longtime Major League Baseball GM Jim Bowden. I'd like combine the GM and Jim into one weird thing. I apologize. Anyway, Jim Bowden's with us here on Grant and Danny. Jim, when you're in this kind of position here, how much would you say we've just got to make our ball club the best it can be, sort of long-term weighing all those things? Or did you eyeball some of the teams you might play? In other words, maybe we get one extra lefty reliever if we've got to go face the Los Angeles Dodgers in round two. Maybe we go get one other sinker baller to deal with a team that hits balls in the air, et cetera. Did you ever kind of look around at what competition might be come postseason, or just focus on your club?
No, I mean, you absolutely do that because you're building two teams. You're building one team that gets you to the postseason, and then you're building another team that can get you to the World Series. They're two separate things. You know, a team like the Orioles have been building their team to try to get to the postseason, but if you ever get there, they never have the starting pitching or the defense to go anywhere. So the key is to try to do both. Now, Washington's in such a great position because they have such a commanding lead and they're so much better than everybody else that they're already going to win this division and go to the postseason. So for them, any move you're making is strictly for your potential matchups. Dodgers probably will get the wild card winner. And so you're going to probably get the Cubs first round. So, you know, Mike Rizzo certainly sits there and says, okay, if we get Cubs first round, do we have the pieces to get out Anthony Rizzo? Do we have the matchup we want against Bryant? You know, do we have the pinch runner that we need? I mean, so you certainly do break it down a little bit further. You want to make your team as good as you can, but you do pay attention to who you might be playing in October baseball.
Did you think about returning players who are hurt? See Trey Turner at short, Jason Wirth in left, Michael Taylor in center as quote-unquote acquisitions at the deadline? Those guys haven't helped this team in weeks, and we often hear executives speak in those terms.
Well, sure, because it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when Turner comes back, it's like adding a 50 stolen base, you know, top of the order impact player. You know, so sure, it's going to help. You know, in some cases, though, you know, you might be better off with the guy that's been filling in for one of your guys that have been injured. That can happen as well. But sure, players returning from the disabled list, you know, is equivalent to adding a player via trade or promoting a top prospect from the minor leagues. It gives you the same thing. It gives your team a boost.
Jim, speaking of prospects, there's kind of a new paradigm, it seems, where teams are less and less. I guess last year might be the exception because some top-flight guys moved, but it seems now teams are more protective of some of their top prospects than maybe they used to be. Do you get that same feeling that there's been kind of a cultural change in Major League Baseball to that end?
No, I think a couple years ago we did, but I think last year when you saw the Cubs willing to give up Gleyber Torres for Chapman, their best prospect. This year they gave up their best two prospects, hitting Eloy Jimenez, pitching Dylan Cease in the deal to get Jose Quintana. I think teams are willing to do that. I think it all really depends on the return and how much control you have on the return plays certainly a part of it. But, you know, prospects are going to get moved. You know, I think if this Sonny Gray deal goes down with the Yankees, you're going to see two really good prospects in Florial and Mateo being returned to Oakland along with a pitcher. I think if Darvish ends up going to Cleveland, you're going to see Francisco Mejia going back to Texas. Or if Darvish goes to the Dodgers, I think you'll see Alex Verdugo possibly going the other way. So teams will trade the prospects. The most important thing is make sure you don't trade the elite ones. You know, it's like the Dodgers a few years ago could have gotten whatever they wanted for Cody Bellinger or Corey Seager. They chose to hold on to them. I think that the key is when you have the future all-star, superstar prospects, don't trade them unless you're getting a piece that you think is going to put you at the White House like Theo did with Torres, getting a role as Chapman.
All said. Jim Bowden's on Twitter, and he is a valuable account on days like this one, at Jim_Bowden, SXM, if you want to follow him. JB, really appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks, as always.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You bet. Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. That is the latest on what's going on with the Nats. As you heard Jim tell you, they are working on Brandon Kinsler, perhaps, from the Minnesota Twins. Let's do this. Nats fans, one more segment to get your thoughts this hour. Trade deadline's at 4, 800-636-1067. Rank these as priorities. Upgrading the rotation, upgrading the bullpen, upgrading the lineup. Going with a starter, a reliever, or a bat. Give us 1, 2, and 3. Your rankings. We'll do the same next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.